I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time now for Coffee at the Merck. Let's get together with Paul Ramo and Chris Shelstead and see what's happening at Madison Mercantile, a very special place right at the south end of Madison's Main Street.
Coffee.
Time to talk about coffee and all kinds of other good stuff. As we've got Coffee at the Merck, and I have the honor of filling in for Paul Ramo. Today we have Chris Shelstead from Madison Mercantile right here in the studios.
Hey, yeah, so we're not really Coffee at the Merck today, are we, Maynard? We're sort of, we're a water bottle at the KLQP studios instead.
Something like that, that's right. Well, we got a lot to talk about. You have so much stuff going on over.
Oh, we do. You know, I'm really excited to be looking ahead and planning a lot of great music and events at the Merck. You know, we just had our fourth anniversary.
Yes, I was
there.
At the part of your celebration. So.
Yes, I was reflecting back on that. For the last 4 years, we, you know, like many new young endeavors, we didn't know what we were doing. And there's some indication we still don't know what we're doing. But,
I always said if you don't have a plan, you can't mess up because, you know, just fly by the seat of your pants and...
Yep. Sometimes the best plan is no plan at all.
That's right.
You know, I used to be in the military, and one of the comments we would say is, no plan survives contact with the enemy. So that means you can plan all you want, but the world has a vote in the whole thing.
Has other plans.
Yes, right. So, you know, we kind of tried to figure out how do we plan ahead for music and art. And, you know, there's a steep learning curve over the last 4 years. But I feel like we have now all of the contacts, many of the contacts we need to really bring great music and events and art and things to our community. So I really feel like this year we can plan ahead, do some better promotion and marketing. And so we're going to try to get a years-long schedule of music and art and things like that out to the community and really try to reach people who haven't yet come into the Merck. You know, that's kind of our goal is how do we open this up? And, you know, we have such great friends of the Merck who come all the time, but I'd like to see some fresh faces in there from all around the community.
Yeah, and of course, as you talked about with Paul in your last show, and we've had it on the radio, I think it's been in the paper and everything, you've taken over the Prairie Arts Center too now with your group, so there's one more place for them to come
in. Yes. Well, I've got a little bit more on that in a little bit, but I wanted to talk a little kind of about some of the opportunities for people to come in that happen all the time. So there's coffee groups, there's card games, there's things like that. And one of the things that we're focusing on this year with the help of a grant from the Southwest Initiative Foundation is our Community Cares Coffee Hour. So every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. And there'll be a particular topic. It might be something in the news. It might be something happening locally. And then it might be just some art or some music. But we want to invite people who, you know, maybe don't get out of the house that often. Come on down at 1 o'clock on Wednesdays. It's a real low stress event. Just grab a cup of coffee, join in on the conversation if you feel like it, or just hang out and check it out. So that's our Community Cares Coffee Hour, and wanted to thank Southwest Initiative Foundation for helping us fund that effort. Okay. And then, yeah, that's great. And then you mentioned music. You were there last weekend for the Flute Loops.
Flute Loops, yep.
They were a little different,
yeah,
weren't they?
Pretty fluty. Yeah.
Pretty fluty.
They're pretty crazy guys.
It was a lot of fun. It was our fourth anniversary, and we're just going to turn around and have music again this weekend with Kayla Daniels. And she's...
You've had her there before. I saw her over there once before.
Yeah, she's kind of a local favorite. And she's just a sweetheart and does some great country covers and some other songs. And I think she's got a good following in the area. So invite everybody to come down and support Kayla.
Then you're going to have romantic piano music, see, on Valentine's Day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, say that again, Maynard. It sounds so good coming
romantic,
from you.
Romantic.
Romantic piano music.
Romantic piano music.
So, yeah, on Valentine's Day, we're going to have piano music, and we were sort of thinking just a little music, and people could have a glass of wine, but we just added food. We added some great hors d'oeuvres and some really special wines happening on Valentine's Day. We are working with a winery called La Toile du Nord, the North Star, and they're out of Brandon, Minnesota, up by Alexandria, and they wanted us to try some of their wines and see if we can't get some customers out here. So there's going to be a great selection of Minnesota wines that night. And then there's another group that's just starting up a little catering business. They're going to try some stuff out on us, some really high-end hors d'oeuvres and some small plates. And everything that they're making comes from Minnesota producers. Okay. As local as possible, like Sandhill Mill and Toad Hill Farms and, you know, Pastures of Plenty and some of these other great local producers. They're butter. We've got all sorts of good stuff ready for you on Valentine's Day. So the food side of it's going to be a little bit limited, so come early and get your place in line for that. But we'll publish a little bit more information about that later in the week.
Okay. And you've got... You talk about local. I mean, you've opened it up to a lot of local people, such as Janelle Kennedy, for example, who used to run the bakery in town.
She's been baking
like crazy and comes in and sells her stuff at your place. And
She took a little break over the holidays. We got to get back in touch because people come running in on Wednesdays and they're like, is Janelle here? I need my cinnamon bread, right? And it's so nostalgic to see that round cinnamon bread, right? And the only argument is, do you put Cheese Whiz on it or butter?
I like both. I like the Cheese Whiz too.
I'm a butter girl. But anyway, Janelle, we'll probably start up some more of the baking and makers market things as the spring rolls around. So if anybody's interested in being part of a makers market, whether it's a baked good or a craft or produce, or as we get into the season, we'll have it more of a farmer's market. That's every Wednesday from 3 to 6. Pretty light on the fair now because it's winter.
It is.
But
definitely.
But as we move forward into the spring, just let us know what you got and we can see what we can do to help you reach customers.
Okay. What can people do to help you?
Oh, just come on in and talk and have some coffee. Drop a donation in the donation box. I'll never argue with that. But you mentioned the Prairie Arts Center.
I did.
So the thing we're going to have at the Prairie Arts Center soon is our open mic. So every month we have open mic the third Friday of the month. And we normally have it at the Merck. And, you know, Bryce Dempsey helps us host that.
He loves that open mic.
He's a joy to behold.
he's pretty shy.
Yeah,
quiet guy. Yeah.
So we're going to try something different this month, and we're going to have open mic at the Prairie Arts Center and make it an open house, open stage, open mic, because a lot of folks are curious about what's going on there, what the building looks like now that it's been really remodeled, and we'd love to have the community come in that evening on February 20th and let us know what they'd like to see in the space. There are lots of great things that the Lac La Parle Players plan, you know, their Christmas show and other shows throughout the year. And that's going to still happen. And we're going to do everything we can to help them be successful. But we also want to invite other groups to come in. Music, comedy.
We're kind of in the early stages, maybe a live radio show, kind of thing from there.
I'm excited about that.
We've done that years ago, but we haven't done it lately.
Yeah.
So that should be fun.
I think it'd be fun. And then we're going to think a little bit out of the box about how we can use the building for the benefit of the community. Things like birthday parties, karaoke parties. You know, it is an old church, and if anybody...
Their basement's been remodeled, so you can have your reception down there, your marriage upstairs.
Yep. It's not super huge in the basement, but it's nice and clean. And you know, if you haven't been down there since high school, like some of my friends...
Right.
It's a little different.
Total surprise for you. Yeah.
Yes, and there's so much history in that building and so much nostalgia. And, you know, I spent a lot of time there in high school in plays, and people have some really good memories of that building. So we're going to have that open mic, and then we'll try to have something there every month. And then we're going to have a big Prairie Arts Center reunion in July during Dragon Fest. And details on that to come, but we want to invite everybody who's ever stood on that stage and uttered a line in a play, come on back and relive those days. So, and help us really understand how we can best serve the community with this building.
I played Snidely Whiplash in the old cookie shop, a one-act play years ago.
You did?
That was my one speaking role, and then I played guitar a few times over there. But,
I think we could get you up there to play guitar again.
Yeah, I'd probably... work it out for a night or two.
I think so. Well, and Snidely Whiplash, I can see it. Yeah, I can absolutely see it. Yep. I delivered my very first line in a play on that stage, but it wasn't really a line. It was a scream in the dark.
Oh.
So I got to, it was totally dark. I got to scream to start the play. So
what production was that?
That was The Diary of Anne Frank.
Okay.
Yep, and I played Anne Frank, and that was the very first play I had ever been, and I feel like that experience of being on stage and being in plays is such a formative thing for young kids. It really gives you some confidence. It helps you kind of understand who you are. So we're hoping to have some kids and youth theater programs in the next year. We might be a little too late to get them scheduled for this summer, but we really want to get towns kids involved in theater. So
make a lot of new friends too.
Yeah.
Might meet people you didn't know.
Right, right.
A lot of people that come to the Prairie Arts Center productions are from out of town.
Right. Lacaparral Players, for example, they're not the Madison Players, they're the Lacaparral
right.
Players,
exactly.
And they come from all over the area.
And they're the Big Stone Players there, and they come from other counties.
Yeah. So if you're interested, no matter what your age is, if you're interested in theater, let's get it going there. We have somebody in town who also is experienced in teaching comedy improv. Mm. And this person wants to start a class, a comedy class. I'm really looking forward to that because we got some comedians in this town, Maynard.
One way or another. some don't even know it. But
right. Well, there's also opportunities to do things like, you know, everybody knows what a TED Talk is, right? Maybe we do a Lose Talk or something, right? And oh, speaking of that, I found the pictures of the old Miss Lutefisk contest.
Oh.
If you're familiar with that.
Oh, yeah, I was in it at one time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you win?
I did not. But I gave them a good run for their money.
I think you were robbed.
Yeah.
So for those of you who weren't around when Miss Lutefisk contests were had, it was the town folk, the men in town, that dressed up in women's clothing.
That's right.
And competed for the title of Miss Lutefisk. We have the pictures to prove it.
One time we had the entire fire department was in it.
Don't you think we should do that again?
Yeah. We ran out of volunteers. That's why we quit.
I don't know. I think I can think of a few guys in town who might be game for that. So we'll see what we can do.
All right. Sounds like fun. And how about anything new in the coffee shop over there that we should know about?
Well, we have our Thanksgiving. Where am I? I'm behind. We have our Valentine's specials out right now. And one of the things that Kim has come up with is a couple of lattes based on rose and lavender flavors.
Sounds good.
They are. They're really good. So come on down and try that. And I'd like to remind everybody that they can order online. So if you're in a hurry, you can go on our website. You can order your coffee online, pay for it online, and just swing in and grab it. So that's kind of helpful if you're trying to get to work in the morning.
Right.
Orders start at 7 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday.
I think you should get Paul Ramo to deliver it out to people's cars sometime.
We could do that, yes.
He's over there quite often grabbing a cup of coffee in
right.
the morning anyway. So
right.
He worked out curbside.
And that's a good point. That's a good point. You know, we are building an additional shared kitchen that we're going to have available for people to use. And there is a window in that kitchen. So
okay. It
is possible that we might have some walk-up coffee in the future. But I don't know. We kind of like to draw people in so we can sit and chat.
Right.
But feel free to use that app if you're in a hurry.
Okay.
Do it online, and it'll be waiting for you hot and steamy when you get there.
And how do they get to that again?
You can get to it from our Facebook page and from our website. There is a QR code, I think, that we can send out as well. So, it's been pretty popular. A couple folks we know do it almost every morning. A couple folks do it almost every afternoon. They come in, and we know exactly what they want anyway.
Yep.
There's a better way to get your coffee.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Chris, we're kind of pushing the end of the program here, but any last thoughts to inspire people to come on into the Merc?
Oh, my gosh. You know, there is there's so many places to sort of sit and hide out and read a book. I caught somebody today kind of curled up in a chair with a book sort of snoozing.
Is that okay? If we
it
go
is
over there and
okay.
Take a nap?
Yeah. It's a great place for a nap. There's our yoga room, which I'd really like to stress if people would like to come over and walk or do a little bit of light weightlifting or use the exercise bike in there, grab a cup of coffee and go back to the yoga room. We've been hosting some sound baths lately with Sue Clark. So our yoga room, our exercise room is open to any of you who teach a class who want to set something up. Either one time or do something that's on the calendar all the time. But Sue Clark's sound baths have been very popular, and that amenity is available to you, too.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Chris, as always, a pleasure to talk to you about Madison Mercantile. And if you haven't been in there, head on over there because it's a very special place, right on the south end of Madison's Main Street. Easy to find.
Yeah, come on down. We got some coffee for you. And if you're not a coffee drinker, we can make you some tea, too.
Or a glass of water, as far as that goes, right?
But we do have a liquor license, Maynard.
You do?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Wine and all kinds of
stuff. You can have a glass of wine any time of the day.
That's right. Come on in. All right. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Maynard.
Another edition of Coffee at the Merck right here on Q92 with Chris Shellstead.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. News and weather brought to you by TAC Computers in Dawson. For sales, service, and consulting, see TAC Computers, downtown Dawson.